Yes, sir. I have here my pricing director in your area, Paul, to speak with you, Jeremiah. Paul, here's Jeremiah, the owner of Jans Contracting. Hello, Paul. You with us?
Paul, are you there?
Yes, sir. Jeremiah, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Michael wanted me to get on the line and get you the details of the service, how everything would work, everything that would be included, and, of course, answer all of your questions. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going all right, man.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. So now this is designed to get people to find your business and call you directly. They don't need to already know the name of your company, and this is certainly not a lead-based service. So anytime someone in your service area goes on their smartphone or their computer, they're on Google, they're typing in grading, resloping, dirt work, excavation contractor, or any of the services that you want to be found for, those people in your service area will find you. And it's our job not just to make sure that people see you. We have to make sure that they're calling you. And I don't see a website. Is there not yet a website for Jans Contracting?
Yeah, I have a website.
Okay. Michael did not attach one here. I'll have to remind him that it is his job when there is a website to attach it for me. Now, a website's obviously a powerful conversion tool. It gives the people who see it the reasons to call you. Right now, though, since your website's not on the first page when someone's doing a search for your services, they're not seeing that website. It's kind of like a digital business card right now. People would need to actually know the name of your company, be looking for you specifically, looking for your website to find it. We want to change that. You know, we'll do what's called off-page optimization. We'll create different destinations and directories that are important to Google. You'll have things like a Yelp listing, Jeremiah. You'll have a Facebook page, Facebook paid ads, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. So whether someone's searching on Google or Bing, your company will always be one of those top options. You'll never be the only company that people see. And honestly, not everyone will decide to call you, but I think that's okay. In fact, I think it's a good thing. You're not going to get a bunch of random phone calls from people looking for estimates or trying to find the cheapest guy. When someone calls you after seeing your website, they're calling because they saw something they liked. They're calling because they want to hire you. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. And it's exactly $299. So that's all inclusive, whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It is just that flat rate. That does include Facebook paid ads as well. So it's a comprehensive package of social media and search engine optimization, and we can easily cover your 60-mile service area. We don't draw a big circle around you, so we can go a little bit farther if we need to in a specific direction. You know, we can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's most profitable for you to be found. Now, being that this would have calls coming directly to you from someone in your service area looking for someone who does what you do, putting your business right there on the first page of Google, and the exact moment that someone in your service area is trying to find the right company to call, putting your business there so they call you. I know that's something that would benefit your business. Being that is a flat rate, $299 with the calls coming directly to you, I'm sure that's something you do want for your business, right?
Correct.
Right.
So $300 a month.
It is designed for one job to more than offset the cost of the service, and that is an exact amount. So, you know, we're not going to nickel and dime you. In fact, my job as a pricing director to make it affordable for you. That is a reduced rate here, and it's a fixed rate. So you're not going to see that rate go up on you at any point in time, and it's also all-inclusive. So you're not paying a percentage of your profit. You're not paying per click, call, or job. And, of course, you're not paying for leads because it's not a lead-based service. It's just designed to get you more phone calls. One thing that Michael did attach here was an Angi profile, Home Advisor powered by Angi. That is a different service. That's a lead-based service. Are you using that service currently? Are you paying for leads now?
I am not.
You're not?
No.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, so this is very different than that. You know, obviously with that, you were getting a phone number. That same phone number went out to a handful of your competitors. And, you know, you're kind of fighting it out in a bidding war with someone who might only be looking for an estimate to begin with. Now, you're not going to be immune to getting phone calls from someone who is maybe looking for an estimate to try to budget for something down the road. But for the most part, when someone goes on Google and they type in best excavation contractor near me or you know, site preparation, whatever they type in, they're not practicing their typing. You know, they're going because they're trying to find the right company to call. And as long as you're getting those phone calls, you'll be getting those jobs as well. Now, of course, you'll have a very detailed reporting and tracking system, 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard, because there's a lot more that you can do with it in addition to tracking the success of the account. You can respond to your reviews online, for example, and you'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Again, we're creating all the content that Google wants to see. Wherever those reviews initiate, they repopulate right on your tracking system. Who is taking care of your responding to your reviews right now? Is it you?
Yeah, I do everything.
You do, right. And that includes all the work as well, right? You don't have any help or a crew?
I do, but it's contracted out.
Per need basis, right. Gotcha. Now, the reason I'm asking about the reviews is we would, if you wanted us to, respond to your reviews for you, unique responses relevant to what that person typed in. We could do that for you at no additional cost, you know, just to help take that off your plate. Did you have any questions for me, though, at this point before we get that set up for your business?
Not really, no. I know I need to advertise some more on that.
Sure,
I got some advertising on tables and word of mouth and business cards and stuff like that.
That's good, yeah. And if you're getting work from that, I mean, that does say a lot about your business. Obviously, word of mouth is the best way to generate new customers. Someone who's used you in the past and just recommends you to their friends and family. And you'll get that with this. I mean, obviously, people will find you on Google because that in itself is the biggest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. It's where people go when they don't know who to call, when they maybe asked around but no one gave them a good recommendation. They'll find you on Google. And that becomes an entirely new word of mouth stream as that new customer can use your services down the road and, of course, recommend you to their friends. Are you doing any commercial work or is this strictly for residential customers?
I'm doing residential for now.
Okay.
If the opportunity does come, then I will for sure hop on some commercial.
Perfect.
If I have the manpower and all that stuff.
Right. Yeah. And that's right now it's mostly residential?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm trying to stay smaller instead of just to try to grow.
That's smart.
Sometimes that'll just, yeah.
You're not kidding. I mean, you have to manage your business, manage the manpower, make sure you've got the equipment and, you know, that you're able to complete the job in a timely fashion and not sacrifice the quality of the work. With this, though, you will get a steady stream of phone calls, so you can kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. You know, you take the job that's closer to home, or you take the bigger job that pays you well for your time, or maybe a smaller job that you get done and move on to the next one. And if it is a commercial job that fits into the scope of what you've got set up, then obviously you can take that job, too. And we'll definitely be able to get you found by both residential and commercial clients. Now, like I said, this does have a social media component to you as well. There's Facebook ads. You may have experienced yourself or heard from somebody, you know, they're searching on Google for one thing and the next day they're seeing that exact same thing on their Facebook page. It's not a coincidence, of course. It's targeted marketing and it would work just as well for you. Whether someone sees you on their search on Google or not, when they go on their Facebook page, they'll be able to see your business. They'll be able to see the ads that were running for you. Now, I was looking for a website for your business. I typed in your business name, your zip code. I didn't find a website. Is there an active website that I'm not able to see?
Possibly, yeah. It's on a scan code on the tables. And
okay.
Businesses right now. It needs to be worked on for sure.
Okay. I mean,
and then I also do, you know, on Facebook and everything.
Right.
I just go through my personal account and mm-hmm. post everything on there.
And that's beautiful, you know, and we'll be able to work with that. Anything that you've got working for you already is going to work better, you know. I mean, if someone sees those table toppers and they, you know, they Google you, you're going to have that online presence, right? Your Facebook page,
right.
I mean, we'll be able to link that to the Facebook ads that we run, you know, the website that we could build for you. I mean, if you've got, is it JantsConstructionLLC.com?
Contracting.
Got it. So, you know, obviously anything that you've already got going for you is going to work for you. It's just going to reach more people. You know, I mean,
right.
You know, with not everyone uses Angie, and with Angie, you know, you're just getting a phone number. This, you're getting phone calls directly to you. And of course, the real benefit of it is that, you know, you're going to reach that larger target audience. You're going to have people calling you directly. I think you're going to do quite well with this service. Now, I know that you offer, you know, a number of different services. Do you concrete work too?
I do.
You do? Okay, I was wondering. Because this is a position that we're filling for excavation and all the related services. We know that a lot of times, you know, excavation contractors will do demolition. Some of them will even do, like, stump removal. If you do concrete work, too, I mean, that is something that we can promote for your business, you know, the installation of walks and steps and concrete patios and driveways and things like that. You're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. As long as it's a service that you provide and a service that you want to be found for, we'll make sure that we create the content to recommend your business for those different services and keywords. Now, like I said, it's month to month. There's no long-term contract. Our job is to simply keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. We've actually been doing this as an SEO company and digital marketing firm since 2004, more than 21 years of industry experience. I've actually been with the company myself almost 13 years. April 17th will be my 13th anniversary. So you'll definitely be in good hands with us.
Right.
So it's Jantz Contracting LLC, right? And you did want the LLC to actually be part of the business name, part of the branding of the business?
Correct, yeah. And I do concrete and dirt work.
Perfect. And we'll be able to get you found for all of those different services. And you do have photos of some of the work that you've done, right? Like before and after photos even?
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
Perfect.
Yeah, and I would have to send them to you to build the website and all that, yeah.
Right, of course. Now, the initial construction of that site will be included. The hosting, the maintenance, the updating of the site is included as well. So you'll have access to a website editor tool through your client dashboard. If you wanted to make changes to the website on your own, you certainly would be able to do that. But, of course, whether you make changes or you just want us to make those changes, there's never any additional cost for that. Like I said, there's no additional cost for anything. Simple, straightforward pricing. In fact, let me see if I can even waive the initial setup fee. There's normally a $99 setup fee that would attach to that very first month, but I want to see if I can go ahead and waive that just to make it more affordable for you. I mean, your success is our success, keeping clients on board for the long term. That's how we've kept our doors open for more than 21 years. So I know if I can make this affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work for your business, you'll definitely see those results that you're looking for. Your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go to the customer and there's no physical address, showroom, or location that the public needs to know about, right?
Correct.
That's kind of how Google expects it to be. I mean, for service-based businesses where you're going to the customer, Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront. Google knows most service-based businesses are run out of the truck, run out of the home. They certainly wouldn't want to list your home address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, the Angie profile, though, that Michael did attach has 24063 Main Street. Is that your residence?
No, it's not.
Okay. Do you receive mail at that address?
No, I do not.
You do not. Okay. So that's not an address associated or that you would want to have associated with your business at all. Now, Google will want to make sure that you're an actual legitimate company, that you're providing these services in the local area. So they will want us to submit on your behalf, you know, photos. That's why I was asking if you have photos. Photos not only of the work that you've done, but photos of tools and equipment, your service vehicle, etc. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
It is.
It is. Okay. So, you know, anything like that or even like a business card, you know, even the table toppers that you have, you know, photos like that or even like a business invoice, all of that helps us to kind of convince and reassure Google that you are a real legitimate business providing these actual services. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, like I said, I'll waive that initial setup fee, so it would just be the $299 as an out-the-door cost. I did want to take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. We will schedule, and it's exactly like it sounds. I mean, we'll schedule one of our Google-trained technicians to call you back, talk to you in detail about your company, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement or slogan, tagline, motto, what's unique about your business, if you want us to stay knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And, of course, we'll talk to you in detail about where you want to be found to provide those services. That is a separate phone call. You don't really need to be in front of a computer for that call. It's kind of really off the top of your head questions, and you can be working or driving when we reschedule that call. And then Michael never did get your last name. Is it like the business name?
J-A-N-T-Z, correct.
Okay, gotcha. I never do want to assume. And then for the website that we'll build out, I mean, obviously for all of the services that we provide, you're simply going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. 9 times out of 10 or more, you're just going to get someone picking up the phone and calling you directly. The website will also have a contact form. When someone fills that out, tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, whether they are calling you directly, Jeremiah, or reaching out to you through your website, either way, there's no additional cost for that. And as far as the email address that will be connected to your website, if it's a personal email, we hide it. Nobody sees it at all, but it's still connected to that contact form. If it is a business email, we'll put it right there on the website as well for people to see. What is a good email address then, either for you or for the business?
My first and last name, one@gmail.com.
And that's just the number one, right?
Correct.
And is Jeremiah Jeremiah?
Jere, yeah.
Okay. So first name, last name, no dot in between, the number one at gmail.com. So definitely more of a personal email. Like I said, that's perfectly fine. We just won't list it physically on your website for people to see. And then, of course, it would be attached to that contact form. And then for longer pieces of information, something we want you to have for your records, from time to time we email things out to you. We use phone, text, and email for our clients. Usually, like I said, emails are for longer pieces of information, but unless that's your preferred method of contact, did you have any particular preference how we contact you regarding your account, phone, email, text message, any of those, all of them?
All of them, yeah.
All of them? Yeah, that's perfect. There will always be a little bit of redundancy built in. If we call you, we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. And if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I will take a look at that client interview calendar. Oh, I did want to do one other thing. That's to add a little bit of extra protection on your account, Mr. Jantz, another layer of security. It's just a security question and answer. So if anyone calls us, tells us they're with Jantz Contracting LLC, even if it's you, Jeremiah, and we recognize your voice, we might every now and then ask for you just to verify the security question and the answer. But it's really for your protection. If you get any phone calls from someone either claiming to be Google, even if they say they're local Splash, they would know that information, and they would be basically able to give it to you immediately. If they weren't able to do that, you shouldn't speak with them, because it wouldn't be us. If anyone does contact you, tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that for sure wouldn't be us. You wouldn't want to speak with them. As I mentioned, it's an exact amount of $2.99. It bills once a month for just that exact amount. It would never be even a penny more. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Right, yeah, but that $2.99 has tax on it, man.
Well, we don't tax it. It bills to us for exactly $2.99. The tax and fees and everything else is included.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a flat rate. It's a predictable amount. It bills once a month for that exact amount. So it's $2.99 exactly. $2.99 and 0 cents. That's the exact amount that would be processed on the same day every month. It would be the 11th of the month in this case, and on the 11th of the month moving forward.
Oh, okay.
So for your security question, did you want the city you were born in or your first pet's name?
Probably the pet's name.
First pet, okay. And then what is the answer?
Are you still there?
Oh, I'm still here, yeah. You said your first pet?
Yeah, first pet is Kimber.
Is that just with the K?
Correct. K-I-M-B-E-R. Just like
that's what I thought. Got it. Got to type it in twice. Okay, and you're all set and squared away there. And then, like I said, it is the exact amount of $2.99. How did you want to secure that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you, sir?
Well, I need a day to think on it. Can you put a reminder in there and contact me back tomorrow?
Well, I certainly do want you to be entirely comfortable in making this decision. I mean, it is something that we are looking to fill. I think you'd be a perfect fit for it. Let me do this right now. I can send you an email as well, but I'm going to send you right now a link to our pricing page. Again, we are not Google. If anyone were to call you and tell you that they are Google for something like this, they're just telling stories. I mean, Google does call businesses directly, but it's kind of the regional or nationwide chains. You have to have at least 100 individual locations for Google to contact you directly. But for smaller and medium-sized businesses, Google started a partnership program a little over 10 years ago, and we were one of the very first companies to become a Google partner. We'd already been in business ourselves over 10 years. Now, that Google partnership program is designed to get businesses a better return on investment. So we work directly with Google's back-end team, and no one can get you better or faster results than an actual Google partner. Our badge of authenticity that would take you directly to google.com/partner, where you can see that local splash is a actual Google partner. That is on the link that I sent out to you. It's a link to the pricing page of the website, which is localsplash.com, in this case, slash pricing. So that link that I sent out to you, and it should hit your smartphone, that's going to get you a little bit more information about the company and about the particular package that we're talking about here at that flat rate of $2.99. If you are able to, maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Jeremiah, are you able to see that? Mr. Gents, you still there? I might have lost. I can't hear you now. Oh, are you still there?
Yeah, I lost you. I'm in and out of service right now.
You are.
I'll call you back.
Okay. Yeah, and in the meantime, I'm going to get an email out to you. I did send some information by text, but I'll get you more information, including an example of a website by email. There's still time in the day. Would I be able to call you back in about 2 hours?
Yeah, 2 hours works, man.
Okay, I'll call you back a little bit later on today. Let me get that email right out to you, and hopefully you'll have a little bit better reception. Although I really did appreciate the opportunity to speak with you, I definitely do want to answer any additional questions that you have when we talk again in 2 hours.
All right, sounds good. 2 hours.
Thank you, Jeremiah. I'll get that email out to you. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep.